This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time for the Travis Frederick Show, the center for the Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by Dr. Pepper and Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. Travis, are you willing to do a keg stand of Miller Lite?
I think I could probably do that, absolutely. Are you going to make that happen?
I think I could work on that. I know a guy.
You guys keep winning, sure.
Yeah, keep winning the football games and everything. We'll have all sorts of parties, man.
Okay, well, I'm definitely down for that. You set it up. Let me know.
All right, definitely will. Now, you are a noted, nationally noted overreactor to things.
Absolutely.
How offended do you get whenever Dak forces y'all to throw the ball instead of running the ball?
Well, first of all, Dak doesn't generally make that decision. Those decisions come down from the play caller. But it's not offensive at all to me. Honestly, you know, I think that the most important thing is winning the game. And so to win the game, you have to put more points up on the board than the other team. And when the other team says, hey, we're not going to let you run the ball, but here, you can throw it as much as you want. I think it's very important that you throw the ball. And you know, obviously, Dak's a great quarterback, and our receivers are doing unbelievable things along with the tight ends and the running backs out of the backfield. So, you know, to me, it's about taking what the defense gives you and, you know, trying to be as productive as possible.
I kind of want to go dive a little deeper into that because one of, I think, a trademark moment, and this was back with Tony Romo, when y'all went to Seattle and they were such a good defense, and that was a close game. I do believe Terrence Williams had the tiptoe grab on the sideline but there was y'all imposed your will. Y'all said, we're going to run the ball on you and DeMarco Murray is going to pound it. We're going to do our thing. And I'm just trying to figure out like what's changed since that time, because now you're saying, well, we can impose our will in the pass game. Is it more complicated than just we're not getting the holes we want?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's that everything's a little bit more dynamic, and I think the game has changed a little bit in those years, and defenses are doing everything that they can, and it's not necessarily always just a numbers game, but they're doing everything that they can to stop the run. So it's not necessarily that there's 8 or 9 guys in the box at all times. Sometimes it just means that they're going to run defense and run special techniques that just don't allow you to do what you want to do. And the thing is that it's really, really, really difficult for a defense to defend both really well at all times. And so you just kind of try and be flexible with that. And I think that it's a little bit of a change of philosophy there, but also I think teams have focused more on it recently with us. You know, I think that you've seen the success that Zeke has had in the past couple of years, and obviously we have a lot of big guys up front, and I think that teams know that that's a chance for us to take advantage of that, and so they make that their priority to stopping it.
I understand the team philosophy, and I heard Dak even reference this yesterday in the postgame about not lingering too much on the past or especially even what's just happened and focusing on what's next. Is that ever difficult? Like, have you had a performance here with the Cowboys where you're like, yeah, no, maybe I should be able to linger on that for just a second? That was pretty sweet.
You know, honestly, we usually take Monday to think about the game, you know, good or bad, and review it, check the film, talk about how we can make that better, and then put it away. There's just not enough time in today's league to be lingering on anything that's happened in the past, good or bad. Every game provides you new information, you know, win or loss. You're going to learn some things that you are doing well and you want to continue to improve on, and you're going to learn things that you're not doing well and you got to find a way to fix those. And sometimes that information is hidden by the cloud of a win or the cloud of a loss, and it's important to remove that emotion, which is really difficult in the media industry, but it's important to remove that emotion and really focus on the things that did go well and didn't go well.
Well, and that might actually be the answer to my next question. I was going to ask you if you break down the tape of a loss more than a win because you feel like inherently there would be more things to focus on, or is that not the case because of the way you described it?
Yeah, it's definitely not the case. I think generally, because of human nature, you find that there's a little bit more sense of urgency maybe, or you know, negativity after a loss, but we really do try to get as much out of that as possible. And so the worst thing that can happen is that you win a game, and let's say you win it, it's a close game, and everyone feels awesome about it after the game because it was a great team win and everybody battled and everything. But if you overlook the things that caused it to be a close game or caused you to end up behind or whatever it was, you're not doing yourself a service for the following week and the weeks leading up to trying to get into the playoffs and into the playoffs and onward.
Yeah, Travis Frederick show here on the KNC Masterpiece. I just saw the highlight of Zeke scoring his touchdown, and he's doing the Dak dynamic hip stretches, and you're in the shot, and you're just clapping, and I'm wondering if y'all can't, you know, if you pitch the idea of doing like a conga line of dance, the entire team just going across the back of the end zone like that, would everybody say, no, we're not doing that, or would they join in?
Well, honestly, it's I do my best to run to the end zone. and congratulate whoever scored the touchdown. And running that far, I don't know if you've seen me. I'm a large man. I weigh about 315 pounds. And running that far is very tiring. Mm-hmm. And sure. So to participate in any sort of movement and dance after that would just be exhausting and not be helpful moving forward to the rest of the game. Although it would be entertaining. I don't think it would be beneficial moving forward.
Do you feel like you're proud of us that we both used to be larger than you and now we're both smaller than you?
Oh, I'm absolutely proud of you. You know, when you set your mind to it and said, this is what's going to happen, and you went and did it, I think that's really impressive, and there's a lot to be said about that. And I think you guys are a great example for your listeners.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Now, I don't know if you got to hear it. Is there any chance you heard Jason Garrett this morning with Sean and RJ?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be a tolo today. Yeah, I wasn't listening all day. I apologize.
It's okay, but I need to play you a clip of audio. It's about 40 seconds long. If you haven't heard it, if the tolos haven't heard it, I want your instant reaction to Jason Garrett's low-key savage burn to the host this morning.
Okay.
Zeke's a hell of a football player, and I don't know if you guys watched the game yesterday, but he made a great play on the screen pass and did a number of really other good things in the game, a lot of tough, dirty 3-4-5-6-yard runs, and you know that's how we look at it. That's how we evaluate the guy. I know everyone outside here gets caught up in different kind of numbers, and they want to focus on different things each week, but we just watch him play, and he plays the game at a really, really high level each week and takes advantage of his opportunities. And again, if teams are going to be so focused on him and slowing him down, we'll just try to beat them in a lot of different ways. And again, I thought we've done a good job of that the last couple of weeks. I don't know if you guys watched the game yesterday.
was that low-key burn? Was that shots fired at him?
I don't think so. You know, it's hard because you didn't include the question from the host, but...
The question was essentially like, tell us some more about the downfall of Zeke. Like, I'm just going to get right to the point.
That's not shots fired.
Yeah. I think... I don't think so. I think that's... it's a reasonable answer, you know? I mean... Zeke's a great player, and it's fun to play with him. It's fun to watch him play. And, you know, as I was kind of alluding to earlier, you got to take advantage of what the defense is going to give you. And just having him on the field helps us, you know, whether or not he's running for 200 yards for the game or he's running for, I don't know, 60 or whatever he had. Him being on the field is a distraction to the defense, and they have to constantly know where he is. And so that opens everything else up.
I know that the game this weekend against the Patriots is like slotted normally for you guys, but obviously with the Thanksgiving game being right after that, leading into the Patriots game, does the preparation or anything like that with y'all's schedule change knowing that 4 days later, bang, there's going to be another game?
I don't think the preparation really changes a lot this week. I do believe that, you know, obviously there's a change in next week's preparation and all of that. And I think the coaches in the background have already started to get ahead on game planning, because normally a game plan week works, you know, just along with the week. And obviously that doesn't work when you have such a short turnaround. But, you know, I think in my mind as an older player, and something that I try and share with the younger guys, is that you have to be super proactive this week to help your recovery for next week.
So like drinking lots of Gatorade, like what do you rest a little more or?
Yeah, it's about the rest and you know, we have all sorts of resources available to us, whether okay. that's cold tubs or hot tubs or, you know, cryotherapy, boots, nutrition, IVs and you know, all sorts of stuff. And so I think sometimes there are situations that call for spending more time doing that kind of stuff to not only get yourself recovered from this past week for the next game, but also try and get yourself ahead, knowing that you're going to have a huge recovery in a short amount of time next week.
Now, Travis, I remember when you were drafted, you came on the station, and one of the first lines was, look, I'm not going to run the fastest 40, but I'm a real cerebral player. And I always loved the way you said that, because you are. You're the brain center of the entire offensive line and a lot of the offense. And I saw, you know, Randall Cobb sitting there clapping, and he sees something. Do you guys when y'all all see things, how do y'all communicate that? Because it seems really difficult to get a word to one guy to say, hey, we got to make this play happen.
Yeah, I think it all starts with a great system that's in place that allows us to use words and nonverbal communication to be able to communicate, whether that's at home or on the road. And so when one of us sees something, or if there's a look that we're specifically looking for, or we need to check a play to something else, we try to alert each other for that. Obviously, the quarterback is ultimately in charge on the field, but the more that other people can do to help him, the easier it makes his job and the faster we can react to things. So, you know, obviously, Witt is a huge part of that. He's been around and sees a lot of stuff. He's constantly communicating with Dak, and I'm the same way, where I'm looking at it sort of different things than Dak is initially when we get up to the line of scrimmage. So sometimes I can help move through a decision process a little quicker as well. And then, you know, guys like Randall and some of the other guys on the outside can often see, you know, coverage things or how guys are aligned, or if we need to change a play if it's not set up perfectly into that look. And I think the fact that we have cerebral players all across the board, guys that have high football IQ, really helps us out.
Considering your appreciation for nonverbal communication, what'd you think about that fancy system the Houston Astros set up for themselves there?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I've heard that there was some controversy with the Houston Astros and moving something in the World Series, but I don't know exactly what that was.
I don't know if I choose to believe that or not. I think I think that's a smart answer either way. I was curious about one other thing, though, because while you guys are on the sidelines, obviously you're prepping for the next time you go in the game. How much are you aware of, in terms of like any potential injuries while they happen defensively? Because there was a minute there in the span of a couple of plays, it's, you know, Tank, Anthony Brown, you just had people like going to the ground left and right. Is that something that you were immediately made aware of, or you're focused on, this is what we need to do when we get back on the field?
It's a little bit of both. It depends on where you are, how long the drive was, if we're done, you know, doing the communication that we need to get done. Sometimes we'll pay a little bit more attention to the defense, but we're not immediately made aware of that, because honestly, it's not super pertinent information to us on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, we care about our teammates and we want them to be healthy, but you know, we're so focused on trying to get out there and score more points that we're not specifically watching the defense and trying to figure out what's going on there.
All right, man. Well, hey, do you want to take any shots at Tom Brady's age or Bill Belichick on the way out?
You know, I'm just really impressed with Tom, that he's able to play at such a high level at the age that he's at. And honestly, I don't think you need to talk about age when you talk about a quarterback that plays at that level.
Look at that.
Do you want to take Do you want to take any shots at Nebraska for giving Scott Frost a contract extension?
No, I'm just really happy that my Badgers walked out with a win against Nebraska this past week.
That's just a dude. Freaking pro, man.
Thank you so much, Travis.
Pro is pro.
Thanks, guys.
Travis Frederick, the Travis Frederick Show, brought to you by Dr. Pepper Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. He was so smart. He knew that was coming. He's like, I'm not going to let these idiots trick me into anything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.